Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
You're my guiding light. Day or night, I'm always there.
What a version of a great song. From the disappointing The Art of McCartney album that I've been listening to, it's kind of the penultimate track on there, and it's worth sitting through the rest of the turgid nonsense for that. The great Paul McCartney song, No More Lonely Nights. You heard it there, performed by the Airborne Toxic Event. You'll hear it now, performed by Mr. Alan Caddick.
I can wait another day. Until I call you.
Na 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 na.
And it only takes a couple of years to turn your tears to laughter. I will do what I feel to be right. No more lonely nights. Never be another. No more lonely. You're my shining light, day or night, I'm always there, and I won't go away until you tell me so. No, I'll never go away, and I won't go away until you tell me so. No, I'll never go away, no more lonely nights.
How did you know all the words?
Photographic memory.
Thanks very much indeed. 03444991000. What a start to the last show from me ever here at, this week. Excuse me, I'm having tomorrow night off. Back on bank holiday Monday. Here's the thing, right? Oh, Miss Catherine. Oh, I really miss Catherine. Oh, Catherine's my favourite. I don't like... You're too weird when Catherine's not here. It don't make sense. All the feedback and all of the being rude to old men and all of that. It don't make... Chartney and all. It don't make sense. I prefer Catherine. Well, let me tell you something about Catherine Boyle, right? She's coming back on Monday. She's having time off. She's on holiday. That's fair enough. She's in Corfu. She's back from Corfu. She got back a long time ago. She is in this country right now, and she has decided that she is not going to come in tonight because she thinks you're all pieces of trash. Have you got Catherine's phone number, Hayley? Phone it. Phone it now. Let's have this out. I love my job and I love all my fans, but I can't be effed to come in and do the show for the fans who've been phoning up all week, slagging you off, Ian. We all miss Kathleen and all that, you know. But I can't be bothered to come in and do the show. So that's what she thinks of you. This is the Late Night Alternative, by the way. My name is Ian Lee. I'm doing the show on my own because the person that you all love the most can't be bothered to turn up. Is that her number you're dialing? Put it straight through. Just put it straight through. I want to answer. I don't. Put it straight through. Let's do this. Where's she gone? It's gone. It's cancelled. Get this. I'm getting angry now, Hayley. Please. I'm not angry with you. It's just being directed at you. I'm angry with Catherine and I'm sorry it's being directed in your direction. But boy, oh boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. Hello?
What do you want? Yes, hello.
Oh, here we go. I haven't spoken to each other for a week. What do you want?
I'm still on melodies.
No, you're not. No, you're not, though, Catherine. Why don't you tell your fans where you are right now?
I'm watching the telly.
You're in?
My house.
In your house in Luton.
No, I don't live in Luton.
Yes, you do. Oh, you say you live just outside. You live in Luton and you know it, right? You have been on holiday to Corfu, excuse me, and you came back a long, long time ago and you haven't got the balls to come into this studio. When I came back from Rome, I came back to work straight away. Away. And yet you haven't got the decency to come in and address your fans, most of whom have been phoning me up. I think you've done a hashtag or something because I've been getting abuse online and on the phone calls from someone called Chartney and Gwyn and Dave, all that, who I think are your ex-lovers. And this is a campaign of hatred, and yet you can't turn up. What have you got to say to the listeners?
I take it you're missing me then.
No. Oh, God, no.
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 No. God, not at all. I think this is some of the best. I think this is the best work I have ever done on the radio. I don't want you to come back, but...
Back on, then, because I'm watching this new Sharon Hawke thing, and it's brilliant.
No. You're not even listening to the show.
Well...
You know what you are? You're a piece of shit. Listen to the contempt she's got for you, dear listener. Contempt. She's not laughing at me. She's probably laughing, A, because she's probably on drugs, and B,
no.
She's laughing at you, dear listener. She has zero respect for any of you.
I've got a little bit of sunburn.
You disgust me. Are you back in on Monday?
Yes.
All right, we'll have words then. Outrageous behaviour. That's contempt. Contempt of court she's got for you, and yet you still Kath's our favourite. Oh, we love Kath the most. She's our favourite. She's a piece of trash. I'm sorry I used bad language there. That was actually beneath me, and I shouldn't have done that. And I apologise to Amy, and I apologise to Hayley for losing my temper and using bad language in front of you. And I apologise to everyone watching on Periscope and all the callers. I apologise. Let's go to Gavin. Good evening, Gavin.
Hi, good evening to you. How are you?
I apologise for using bad language in that last call to someone who is a massive SH1T, and I shouldn't have sunk to her level, Gavin, and I apologise to you for that.
Oh, you never know. You've maybe raised yourself to her level.
Here we go. I've had a week of this, a week of Kath fans when's Catherine coming back? We like her more. Well, tough. I may never invite her back.
You can always trust a Scotsman. Yeah, you can always trust a Scotsman.
Yeah, you can always trust an Englishman to punch a Scotsman in the throat. Not all Scotsmen.
That's true.
Get on with it, please.
The Welsh and Irish would just buy ourselves each a whiskey.
Okay. Get on with it, please. You're already my second least favourite call of the night.
Thank you, sir. It was a story that I saw today which popped up on the internet, and I was totally disgusted. I'll try and keep it as brief as I can. After all the MPs' expenses fiddling, 10 years ago, etc.?
Yes, etc.
I've read today that 160 MPs that had second homes...
Yes.
Basically, which were subsidised by the British taxpayer...
Yes.
160 MPs have sold their second homes and they've raked in £42 million profit.
Hang on a minute. We paid entirely for their second homes?
No, we didn't pay entirely, but taxpayers' money was used to subsidise them.
Hang on a minute. How much taxpayers' money was used?
I don't know, but...
Without the full stats, that's a pointless argument. It might have been... I mean, obviously it wasn't, but it might have been just like a penny of taxpayers' money.
I doubt that very much.
Well, I doubt it as well, but you can't say... You're phoning it up with a huge number, £42 million, OK?
All the press today.
But we don't know what the other number is.
Well, neither do I. I just saw it today, so... You know, they'll not be very forthcoming with that figure, I'm sure.
Well, do you know what I say? I say good luck to them. It's a tough job being a politician. We should pay them more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we should pay them. What do they get? Like 70 grand a year or something, is it?
They should be in about half that, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, no, then you're just going to get scumbags. I mean, a lot of them are scumbags, but no, of course they should be well paid. It's a tough job being an MP. I couldn't do it, and I'm brilliant.
Oh, right.
You couldn't do it.
Well, a bricky and a builder and a plumber could certainly do a better job than these idiots.
No, but that's it. They couldn't. Here's the thing, right? There's all this thing about, let's smash the elites. We don't want elites running the country. Guess what, Gavin?
Yeah.
I want elites running the country because elite means the best of the best. I want the elite running the country. I want the best of the best running the country. With respect to builders and plumbers, who I've got a lot of time for, I don't want plumbers running the country.
Well, I think, like saying the elite, have got bigger boots to fill with our money, so I would disagree with the elite.
You don't want, hang on, you don't want the best people running the country?
They've screwed up so far.
Right, but you don't want the best people running the country?
The best people, not the most elitist.
No, but the elite, when people say, well, let's smash the elite... I don't think... You keep using that word, and I don't think it means what you think it does. Elite means the best of the best. I want the best of the best running the... I don't want scumbags running the country. I don't want thieves and liars. And it could be argued...
The honest rather than the elite of the elite, you know?
I want... Well, elite people would be honest.
Well, they haven't been so far.
But no, but some of them haven't. Some of them haven't, but a lot of them are really, really good people.
Well, I'd like to hear your name of you.
The guy, I can name a few, actually. I can name loads of them. The guy, Dominic Greaves, a good man.
I've never even heard of him, so...
Then there you go. You see, you're tarring a whole working community with the same brush.
Well, Michael Gove is certainly one of them has been named. He managed to get about £800,000 out of, you know... What they should do, every time, all the rest of the MPs that have sticking homes, there should be a charge just like if you had a loan on the house.
Well, of course, Michael Gove is one of the con merchants. He voted for Brexit.
Uh-huh, but he's filling his boots at the same time.
He's filling his boots at the same time.
But wouldn't you, if it was you?
No.
You would want to fill your
wallet
as well.
No, of course not. Of course not.
Really?
If I was an MP, no, I'd want what was best for the country.
Well,
it would be hard. It would be hard to turn down the temptations of filling one's boots. Of course, it would. But I think I'd be able to do it.
Well, that's like a police officer going into a house breaking or a shop breaking and then filling his pocket full of cigarettes
not.
And saying, "Oh well,
no,
he's supposed to be trustworthy."
No, it's not. No? I don't think it's the same. But then some police officers do that.
Well, I'm ex, but you know,
some of the best gear I ever used. In my life,
stolen gear.
It came from raids and stuff, and was I was told was got from coppers.
Oh, crikey!
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh well, I trust your views.
Yeah, trust my views. My views are the best views, Gavin. It's nice to talk to you, mate. Thank you very much indeed. But I will not sink to Catherine Boyle's level. 0344-499-1000. I want the elites to run the country. I want the elites. I don't know why elite. Have I got? Let me Google what elite means because maybe I've got it wrong. Elite definition. Okay. A select group that is superior in terms of ability or qualities to the rest of a group or society. I want those people in charge. I want a select group that is superior in terms of ability or qualities to the rest of society. I want those people running the country. I don't understand why that's a bad thing. 0344-499-1000. This is Talk Radio.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We are Talk Radio. The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Some guy says, a talk radio running a repeat of Ian Lee show. Hashtag TLNA. Hashtag. Hashtag. I'm sure I've heard the exact conversation he just had a week or two ago. Well, here's the thing. Sometimes, shut your face, some guy. This is the most unrepetitive radio show of all time. You listen to any other show and it'll all be Brexit. It will all be Brexit. Okay, so I touched on the same topic that I touched on 3 weeks ago. I'm sorry. I'm just a human being. Just a man with a man's courage. And that's the way it goes. I'm not in tomorrow. I've got Friday off, isn't it? So tonight's the night. Tonight is the night. If you want to give me a call, you're very, very welcome to 03-44-499-1000 is the phone number. Anything goes. I didn't look. Well, here's the thing. I've got the paper. I've got some stuff online. I've got the newspapers. I didn't look at the newspapers. For those of you watching in black and white, I'm holding up. This is my prep. Because I started watching, I went on YouTube and I just typed in George Harrison interviews, and I watched George Harrison and Ringo Starr on the Michael Aspel show again. It's a great interview. Very cokey interview. There's a lot of lip licking. I then watched Phil Spector in a really weird interview from 1967, really weird. And then I just watched really awkward celebrity interviews. So that is all the prep I have done for the show. That's it, is just watching awkward interviews with celebrities. Because I feel like I'm in holiday mode. I'm not going on holiday. I've got tomorrow off. Hanging out with the boys. Hanging out with my boys, my babies. So 03-44, what I'm saying is I haven't done any preparation for the show, and it'll be really, really nice if you could phone in and save my ass. 03-44-499-1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give me a call, it costs you pennies. It's free for most packages. Costs you pennies. You speak to Hayley. She will take your name and number. And she will give you a callback. That's just the way it goes. 03-44-499-1000. Here's Dredge.
Ian, can I just say before we start, I've always believed that a person is not guilty until proven innocent. Not innocent until proven guilty.
Michael Jackson announcement today, right, from like his former like press.
Former
publicist came out and did a statement about Michael Jackson, and that was the introduction to the statement. Person is not is guilty until proven innocent. I mean, you know what I mean. I think was what she said. But then, does anyone know what the actual statement was?
Nobody knows what the actual statement was.
Right. I mean, he's not coming back to get more kids, is he?
I think that may have been the statement. Coming back from the dead, folks.
Ooh, he said folks there. He said folks. If anyone knows what the Michael Jackson statement was today, then 03-44-499-1000, because I kind of tried to follow it, but I get bored very, very quickly. And by very quickly, I mean after 30 seconds, I just went, geez.
I've noticed that.
Let's go on to the next caller. I'm joking. It's jokes. Jokes. Banter.
I've seen that George Harrison interview with Ringo Starr. It starts with Ringo saying that George sued him about a record.
Right.
So that was quite an awkward start.
Well, the whole thing is awkward. They're both on cocaine, obviously. George Harrison looks older than I am now, and he's probably about 40 in it. Rainbow George is phoning up. Jesus.
Ringo and George are phoning up.
Rainbow George. I'm going to let George speak tonight so that Chartney and the other people that complained I was too rude will hear why I was rude to him. Because I'm just going to let him speak and do his piece tonight, okay?
You're not, are you?
Yeah, I am. Because I got so much flack for being rude to a boring old man that I'm going to let him do his spiel tonight, and everyone can hear why I got rude with him.
You got a lot of Roberta for that, did you?
Yeah, I did get a lot of the old RF for it. I have No, I have nothing to say there. What have you got for us?
Well, am I allowed to mention my new record?
Oh, listen to him. He's got a record out. Yeah, of course you can, man.
Can I?
Yeah, but it does mean we're going to have to play Yes Word or S Word.
Oh, no, does it?
Yeah.
Because that means everyone just phones up and says it's rubbish.
They don't always. People.
They do.
No, they don't. No. But... Well, if things are rubbish, they phone up and say it. Last time we did, for those who don't know, at Yes Word or S Word, we play a song and people phone up and go, yes, I like it, or they say the S word, meaning the shit word. But they don't. Please don't say the shit word because it gets me in trouble. So you just phone up and you go, yes word, or you go, S word. And then we tally them up, and then, come on, man, it's like jukebox jewelry, hit or miss.
with more bad language.
It's the 21st century equivalent of jukebox jewelry. You're an old retro head. You were, your dad was Ilya Kuryakin. So you know... You know, this is the great tradition of pop judgment.
And you're David Jacobs, are you?
I'm David Jacobs, and this
hello
week...
Hello there.
Oh, right. Hello there. I'm David Jacobs.
And I'm dead.
I'm David Jacobs. Hello there. I'm David Jacobs. I've got to hold my throat.
I love those old DJs, man. You know, the very, very old Radio 2 people. They were nuts.
Hello, I'm David. This is great for the kids. Kids are going, yeah, this is what we want. At last, they're doing the David Jacobs impressions. Hello there, I'm David Jacobs. And this week on... Hello there. Hello, I'm David Jacobs.
Who's that going to be?
Meant to be fist in your face in a minute. Right.
Thank you.
So we're going to do Yes, Word or S Word. We take Paul straight to air for this bit, Hayley. So we're going to... Well, first of all, where do I find the song? Where is the song?
Well, it is on YouTube. It's on Spotify as well.
I've got Spotify. You're the plinths, aren't you?
Yeah.
John Dredge and... The plinths. What's the song called?
Idiots Run the World.
Oh, it's political satire.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's your head on a body. I've never seen that. I've never seen you with a head on a body before. All right.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to play an advert for one of my colleagues. I hope it isn't Matthew Wright. And then we're going to come back and you're going to introduce it. We're going to play it. We're going to take calls straight to air and people will phone up Yes Word or S Word. Please don't actually say the S Word because it gets me in so much trouble.
Just say the Yes Word.
Yes. Well, okay. That's against the rules. So quick break. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.